Just a quick FYI, Sticky Pickles deals with mature themes and is not recommended for children. All right, let's go.
Yeah, welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is season 2, episode 28. Whoa. Wow. And we have a special surprise today.
Whee!
Alice has come back to tell her very own Sticky Pickle.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back, guys. I'm excited to be here.
Well, welcome to the big time, Alice.
You're now a recurring guest.
I know, right?
Yeah, because you're going first in everything.
Wow, exciting.
Should we just dive in?
Yeah, okay, sure. So when you guys said you wanted me to come back on, I was trying to think about something hilarious that had happened to me. And I came up with all these kind of things that had happened. And then one of my friends told me this story because she wanted to get my opinion. And I thought, I've got to tell this story on Sticky Pickles because it's
amazing. Love it. Thank you, universe.
So that was perfect timing. Exactly. So during lockdown, as many of us found, our social circles dwindled.
Yes.
And we had less people that we could socialize with. So my friend had started this like group chat with some of the neighbors on her road, and they started talking about like bin day and just like all kinds of neighborly things. And during lockdown, they actually started going for walks together and runs together because they didn't have anything else to do.
Bubble, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And it was super convenient. And I think all they ever really talked about was like stuff that happened on the road and like boring mundane stuff. So she started going for this run with one of her neighbors. And I don't know about you guys, but when she was running, she wasn't really talking about anything, mostly just running and panting and having a bit of small talk.
Does she have a name? Does this girl have a name?
Well, I'm going to call her Ruby so that I don't identify her. So her name is Ruby. And her neighbor that she'd started going for a run with is called Quinn.
Quinn.
Okay.
I know. It's a great name. Great name.
Quinn and Ruby, they could be a perfect couple. That's a good couple name.
Actually, Quinn and Ruby sounds like a really good interior design company.
Yeah.
Yeah, or a sitcom from the 90s.
Yes, it does. Okay. So she started going for a run with Quinn, and she wasn't very fit at the time. So yeah, there wasn't much convo. It was mostly just running and talking about how unfit she was.
Panting.
Exactly, and lots of panting. And then when the restrictions eased and they were allowed to go into coffee shops, they went for a coffee together. Uh-huh. And when they were there, she started realizing that Quinn was actually a little bit strange. But she hadn't really spent that much time with him on her own yet.
She hadn't talked to him. She just breathed with him for a while. Right.
Exactly. She just breathed and got sweaty with him on a few occasions, but never really got to know him in any
Never
way.
Naked though, right? Like
never
this is
naked.
Definitely writing. This is definitely running, not
always in public and always closed.
Okay.
So when they're talking, it seems like Quinn thinks that they're in a relationship. And Quinn has told his mum about Ruby, and Quinn has told his friends about Ruby.
Oh, no.
He's definitely feeling like they've got to know each other much more intimately than Ruby has.
Yep.
Oh, no. The projection.
Is he kind of making assumptions? Like, you can tell the way he's speaking? Like, oh, when I talked to my mum about you. Like, does he?
Well, from what she told me, she said that they were sitting there having coffee for a little while. And then he said something like, oh, I was telling my mum about you, and this is what my mum said. And she was like,
what?
She kind of felt like, is it because no one's got anything to do in lockdown that even when you're on the phone with your mum, you're clasping at straws of like who you've been talking to?
That's true.
Or is this like, this guy thinks I'm his girlfriend?
Okay, so she's not sure at this stage. But
no.
By the end of coffee, she's like convinced, or she's kind of still not convinced, do you think?
So he then buys the coffee and she already feels a bit weird about that. And as she's walking back with him, she says, oh, you shouldn't have got my coffee. And he says, oh, well, don't worry. Why don't we just go into your place now and you can make me a coffee?
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And there was no way that she could have said no to that. I mean, first of all, what would you guys have done in that scenario?
Wait, there's no way she could have said no to coming over to her place?
He's already said, oh, don't worry, I got you a coffee, so say thank you. Why don't you just invite me in right now?
I don't think right now works for me, but maybe some other time.
What about you, Carol?
I would go, actually, my house is a complete tip, so there's no way anyone's allowed in there, including you. No
like,
way.
Sorry, I had diarrhea.
Well, it's interesting you should say that, because unfortunately she didn't say that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And she invited him in. And,
no!
Yeah, she invites him in.
She fell into the nice trap.
Yeah.
So she walks in and she's going, fuck, 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 right?
She's going, this guy thinks he's my boyfriend. He thinks this is a date. And I didn't really want to invite him in. And this is just really awkward. But he's here now, so I'll just make a coffee.
Do you make a shitty coffee?
Nescafe.
I think she made him an instant coffee to try and speed things along.
Okay, good.
But unfortunately, as she's making the coffee, she realizes that her cats have diarrhea.
And so they're
absolutely covered in poo all over their fur. She's got to like wash the cats. She's not really talking to him. She's in the bathroom washing poo off her cats and thinking, actually, this should be a really good hint that he should leave.
Yes.
Right, because you're like, oh my God, I've got a drama.
Yeah. However, while she's washing the poo off her cats and the kettle is boiling, she walks back into the room to be like, oh, sorry, this is so rude. And as she walks back in, she catches Quinn taking picture of her underwear.
Are you serious? Shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Fuck.
I'm serious.
This actually happened?
This actually happened.
Oh my fucking God. Oh my God.
So, okay. Rewind. So she is wiping shit off her cats, right? The kettle's wee, whistle.
Yeah.
And she's kind of running around, not wanting this guy in her flat at all. And she finds, and she goes, where is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like she had laundry out or something, or what's
yeah,
the deal?
Yeah, so she had some laundry drying, and she's thinking, oh my God, I feel so rude, so let me go back in and just say, oh, sorry, I'll be done with the cats in a second, and then we can chat. But yeah, she catches him mid-photo.
Holy.
Oh my fucking God.
So I'll tell you what she does, but first of all, I want to know, what will you do?
Get the fuck out.
Really? You confront him straight up.
Yeah, he's in my house taking pictures of my underwear.
He's also your neighbor, though. You have to see this guy.
Lexi, I think I'd go in down the... I'm alone in the house. He's obviously a complete fucking cray-cray weirdo. And I would probably see him, and I would hint back around the corner to the other room and go, fuck, 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 fuck. Like, I wouldn't want to leave because I don't want him in my house. I don't know. I would panic, man.
Here's what... So, yeah, you're right. I would not have the guts to actually confront. I want to confront him, but I wouldn't have the guts. Mm-hmm. So, because, yeah, you're right. You're alone. So what I would probably do is invent an emergency politely to get him out. And then.
Yeah, like my cats are fucking shitting everywhere.
Yeah, like they're shitting everywhere. I need to take them to the vet right now. I'm sorry. My mom's on her way over or whatever. Like, or my boyfriend, something. I don't know. This is my girlfriend, whatever.
Well, she doesn't. Well, I mean. They've already established that they're both single. She's already established that he probably fancies her and is sweet but a bit weird. And so they've already had that awkwardness. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. I got to go. It's an emergency, but I have to ask you to leave because I need to get my cats in the carrier, and they're not going to go in the carrier with another person in the house. It's just going to be too much. I'm sorry. We'll catch up later. And like, while I'm saying that, I would be literally like ferrying him out the door and being like, it was great catching up with you, but I'm sorry. Like, you got to go. Mm-hmm. And like, it was so nice having a nice time with you, like the nice veneer. Like, it was so nice. I had a great time. I'm sure we'll do it again sometime soon.
Oh, so you're going completely.
Like, smother him with honey. And then just make it be like, oh, yeah. And then next time he wants to meet up, be like, I'm sorry, I just can't. And then you just like, conveniently, you don't have any ability to meet up.
But remember, he's her neighbor who's in a group chat and she sees him all the time at the moment.
Yeah, well, you can make yourself scarce. Just climb out the balcony or something.
I know, but you know what? You know what's really upsetting or even disturbing about these kind of things is that you basically are covering. Like, he's done something utterly wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you want to be able to say, fuck you. Like, holy fuck. You say you're my friend. You just whittle your way into my house, take a picture of my fucking pants.
And are they sexy pants or are these just like granny panties? Like,
they were unfortunately sexy pants.
No, that's fortunate. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, okay. So, like, they are photo worthy. Yeah.
Yeah, they were photo worthy. Mm. And I think, like, when she first told me, my reaction was that I would have challenged the person. But then I also thought I wouldn't have. There's no way I would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're terrified at that point. Like, this person's in your space. And
you're shocked. You're not expecting it.
Yeah, no.
So, should I tell you what she did do?
Okay.
Yes.
I'm on tenterhooks. Tell me.
Okay. So, she catches him. and she pretends she didn't see.
Mm.
He recoils back in terror and pretends to be texting somebody. And uh-huh. so she sits down on the sofa and texts her sister saying, oh my God, this guy's in my place. I just caught him taking pictures of my underwear, hoping that her sister's going to reply immediately, but doesn't. Then oh, she Jesus. Has to make the coffee because she didn't initially react. She then has to go back in the kitchen
and act normal,
make the coffee, come back in, wait for the coffee to cool down.
Oh no.
Then she says, after a really awkward, slow coffee, she says, with the underwear very much in her line of vision the whole time.
And so it's behind him, presumably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's just gazing at it while she's talking to him and thinking, oh my God, that's weird. And then she says, right, it's time for you to leave. And he loiters. So she stood by the door. Literally, she's got up and standing by the door and is beckoning him out. And he stays seated for ages. And he must know he was caught and wants to acknowledge it, but can't. So he just stays there for the longest time while she's like, this is so awkward.
Okay. Do you think he had a hard on?
I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that.
Going, this is the sexiest fucking moment of my life.
Oh my God, you're totally right.
We just heard the realization happen. Oh God.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And she's hot and I'm in her place. Oh, he totally had a stiffy. Did your friend do an inventory?
Not that she knew of. But she was like, thank God it wasn't my dirty washing basket.
Yeah.
Thank God it was just, you know.
Oh my Lord.
So then it doesn't end there, unfortunately.
Oh my God. No, Jesus. Yeah, because like I've had my underwear stolen once when I was in college.
Oh.
But never, yeah, this pales in comparison to what.
Did you know the person who did it?
No, it was a guy in my college dorm. Like I recognized him from the hallways, but like he was rooting through my laundry basket, and like as soon as I walked into the laundry room, he like took off with my underwear. And for the record, it was not sexy underwear. This was like my period panties. So I did not know. And they were clean, to be clear. They were clean. But, like, I still don't understand why the appeal. Like, those are not the nice ones. Anyway.
He probably liked the fact they were your period panties. That was why he wanted the extra hormones. There's a difference between the guy who tries to steal them fresh off the radiator to the guy that's stealing them out your dirty washing basket.
Maybe Quinn's not that bad.
Yeah, maybe Quinn's okay.
At least he was like, it's clean washing. You know, it's dangling gently in the breezes, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't believe the next bit of the story. Stay put, guys. Part two in a second.
Okay, what happens next?
Okay, so then he goes home and he keeps messaging her constantly.
Saying what?
Anything he could think of about the bins, about the cars, about the
Oh, yeah, because they're neighbors.
Right, he's only literally walked 2 centimeters back to his own house.
They can't hear each other through the walls or anything, right? It's not a shared house thing.
No.
Okay, so basically when she closes the door and she screams and goes, oh my God, he can't hear that, right? Okay.
No.
Because I would scream into my pillow a lot.
When she rings her sister and says, this fucking creep just came into my house, he didn't hear it.
Thank God. Okay.
But so then the next day he's texting her everything under the sun just to try and make small talk because he obviously knows he got caught. She knows he got caught, but they haven't acknowledged it.
He wants to get laid. He still thinks he's in with a chance.
Yes.
Well, he's like, I did something risky and she didn't say no. So maybe she's cool with it, which is so not. Okay.
Cool.
No.
So she messages him and says, hey, I saw you taking pictures of my underwear last night.
Brava.
I think it's a complete invasion of privacy. I hadn't even invited you in. You invited yourself in and I'm not cool with it. And then he just apologizes straight away and says, I didn't save the picture. I don't know what I was thinking. And then proceeds to send her flowers, gin, any gift under the sun until she just never replies, basically.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Am I exaggerating if I say it's a bit predatory? Like it's a predator level. Like there is like a.
It's definitely pushy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's love bombing at the end there where he's like overdoing that. Because to me.
Yeah, because he feels guilt.
Yeah, so he's like, if I overwhelm her with tokens of affection, she'll forgive me because I'm so irresistibly, you know, worthy of gratitude.
Actually, no. He's thinking if she fucking tells the other neighbors on the WhatsApp chat.
Oh, yeah.
I need to fucking just sweep my way out of this so she keeps her mouth shut.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
But yeah, so she never engaged with him again. And I said to her, do you find him creepy? And she said, I don't think he's creepy. I think he's just a little bit dim. Like he's one of those guys that doesn't know social cues.
Yep.
She now thinks about when they went for their walks and they wouldn't really talk. And like, actually, maybe she went out with a guy who'd never really spoken to a girl before.
Yeah. Is he very young as well? Do you know?
No, I don't think so. She didn't mention that he was young, and she's like 30.
Is this guy loaded? Like, is he, or is he just normal?
Does this matter?
Like, is there something? I don't know. I'm trying to picture him. Like,
said he had a very good job.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got a computer programmer with no social skills who's awkward around women.
And who's never, ever touched underwear unless they were his family's. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, he's been in lockdown, and so he hasn't spoken to a woman on her own for a long time.
Listen, being awkward around other people and being, like, maybe a little bit on the spectrum is no excuse for something that invades somebody's privacy, like taking pictures of their undies. Like, that's just gross. There's no excuse for it.
Because my thing was, I was thinking if she had done anything with him, that to me suggests he's the kind of guy who would secretly film it.
Oh my god!
You know, that's a hell no from me.
Yeah.
Because if he's only been in her place for 5 minutes while the kettle hasn't even boiled, he's taking photos.
I think I need to revisit that. So let's just drive this home.
I'm still,
cats have shot everywhere. She is going, holy fuck. Yeah. I'm cleaning up shit. Kettle is whistling away.
I know.
And him, instead of going, oh, I'll get the coffees.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Did he know that the cats had shot everywhere?
Yeah, because they were covered in poo.
Oh my God. So if I was him, I'd be like, I'm going to leave. So I'll let you deal with this. Unless you need me to help with something, probably not. But if I cannot help, I'm going to leave. Because this is the last thing you need is like a guest waiting while you're like cleaning cats off.
And what he's thinking is she's busy right now. She's scrubbing shit off cats and making my coffee, which I don't know about how hygienic all that is. But anyway, that's her plan.
I assume hands were washed. Hands were washed. Yeah.
Right. And he's thinking she's preoccupied in the most specific way. There is no way in hell she'll catch me.
Yeah, you're so right. I think for me, the biggest thing is the time period. The time that he was in her house before he took pictures is just not okay. It makes me think he must do that all the time.
Can I ask another question? I don't want to freak this friend out, but like, is there any way that he can see into her living space or anything like that from where he lives?
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't actually been to her place. She told me this over the phone.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
I would just, if I were her, I would keep my head on a swivel for a good while.
I'd move.
Yeah, if I could, I would probably move, but that's not an easy thing to do. Because, like, there are creeps everywhere. Like, there are.
There are creeps everywhere.
Seems to me what he's afraid of is her telling everybody in the community, right? So she could kind of make a bit of a buck out of this.
She could.
You know. I mean, why not? why not blackmail the fucker?
Yeah, but you know what, though? If I get a little dark for a second, because, you know, I want to do that.
That was pretty dark. I'm talking about blackmail. Just saying. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to get a little darker. Do you think the friend maybe should tell people because maybe this guy's behavior, he's going to try this kind of thing with someone else?
I said to her, do you think that he could be creepy? And she said he's definitely the kind of guy who rarely ever speaks to women. And he would have just got really excited by it. And that's not okay. But she didn't feel like he was dangerous. She just felt like he was a bit, you know.
He overstepped out of naivety. Yeah.
And I think he would have learned from it. I think he has such little experience with women that doing that, he'll be like, oh, okay, that's what boundaries mean.
Okay.
How did she get the guts to text him that, though?
Yeah, bravo. That's seriously.
Well, she was telling me about it before she'd text him. And I said, you have to acknowledge it. Because if you just ignore him and you've got all these gifts coming and all these texts randomly coming, he will never back off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whereas if you assert yourself and say, look, that wasn't okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad she did that.
Yeah, I would ghost. I think I would go slow, like a slow ghost, you know? And that's because I'm a chicken, I think, in this situation. I think I don't know.
I am too, though. I would not have confronted either.
Yeah.
Because what would she have done if she'd said, I just saw you taking pictures and he said, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to depend on the guy. I know some guys like this in real life. Some of them are my friends, and I've had awkward situations with them. Not like this, but where I'm just like, they definitely overstepped a boundary, but didn't really realize it until I caught them in it. And it would, and literally just me standing there going, what are you doing? Like that? Like, yeah. What are you doing? And they would go, oh, shit! Like, and then they realize. Some people really just need it to be pointed out, but there are people who take advantage and hope that you think that they're being innocent. And it's always hard to know, unless you know that they're like... Oh, it's hard. That's a tough one. Wow, man.
And it's so weird because I would have never thought about my underwear drying in my nails, to be honest. So it feels like such an odd thing.
It's just you're washing. Yeah, man. I mean, it's like, it's just underwear. Like, what? There's free porn on the internet, guys. Like, why is underwear? Please leave our underwear alone.
I will say, since lockdown, I've been to London a few times. And you know when we had that amazing heat wave and I'd be wearing like a little skirt and stuff?
Yeah.
All it is bare legs. It's just bare legs.
Everywhere.
No, but I mean the reaction from men when you're wearing a skirt because they've been in the lockdown.
Oh, they're feral like now.
Even more intense than usual. Yeah. And that must be how that guy felt when he saw a pair of knickers.
It's hot girl summer. And he's in her apartment.
I give Ruby a super high five for,
oh my god, Ruby.
Yeah,
I feel bad that like every woman I know has been in a situation like this, and that's the thing. It's like, oh fuck, we've all been like, oh my god, why is it that we all have stories like this?
But also we all deal with it by being like, oh, I don't want to make the other person feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, like you want to be nice, but it's mainly because you feel unsafe.
Oh, yeah, unsafe. Yeah, I don't want this to kick off because I didn't expect this to happen. So what else don't I expect to happen? And how do I handle the situation? I can't read it now.
Yeah, me personally, when I've been in the situation, I don't give a fuck about hurting somebody's feelings. It's literally just about my safety. So I'm just like, whatever it takes to get you out of my space and like out of my house or whatever, I will do whatever it takes. I'll be as nice as it needs. I will compliment you the house down, get the fuck out of my house, and I will do everything in my power to make sure I'm never around you again.
Yeah, especially alone. And she texts someone straight away as well, so that if it had escalated, she'd told someone.
You know what? Male listeners out there, I would love to hear from you guys on Twitter or whatever. Tell us.
Like, tell us your stories like this.
Does this happen the other way?
I'm sure it does.
Do women do creepy, crazy, weird shit? Because we need to cover them just to be, you know, fair and balanced.
I
know this shit happens to dudes. I know it does. I just don't. I wonder if men just, the power dynamic is usually different. So if men just deal with it with maybe like, it's funny to them or something.
Men would be like, hey, she wants me. She likes my boxers.
She wants my tidy whities. Let me give them to her. Yeah. Maybe she needs to use them to clean.
What, dirty or clean?
I've got both. Oh my god. What an amazing, terrifying, but great story. Alice, thank you for sharing that.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I'm actually going to wrap this baby up. I don't think we should follow this. I think this is a standalone beauty.
Agreed.
Wow.
I'm sweating though. Like being real with you, I'm sweating.
Well, that's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we horrified you, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
Remember, you can always get in touch with us on social media. In fact, we would really love to hear from you. If you have a story like Alice's, like we want to hear it.
Yeah, us first, not Hello Magazine.
Yeah, tell us. So we're at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And yeah, if you feel like emailing us, we'll be happy to keep you confidential. It's fine.
Yeah.
Email 100%. Us at hello@stickypickles.com. And anything else like reviewing our show, you can find on stickypickles.com.
Bye. See you guys next week. Alice, what a superstar.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye, Alice. Guys. You are amazing.
Good show.
Holy!
Can I just say, while we're not recording, obviously
we are still recording.
Hold on.
Let me stop it.